Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Soy hulls are the seed coat of soybeans and a byproduct of processing. And about 20 years ago, UK beef specialist Roy Burris got to thinking about that.
I checked with some soybean processors, and they were running it out on a barge and sending it overseas. And I was asking them, well, what happens to it? And I don't know. Maybe they feed it or something. I was like, well, maybe we ought to feed it.
Cattle are ruminant animals, and their rumens are a little different than our stomachs.
When we put cattle in the feedlot or on a high corn diet, we start them out real slow. We bring them up to prevent founder. Now, the reason you have to do that is because you just took cattle off grass that had cellulose digesting bacteria in the rumen, and you have to shift that population to starch digesting bacteria and protozoa in the rumen. So that process takes a little time.
But what if you could use a feed supplement more like the grass so abundant in Kentucky's landscape, utilizing a heretofore unused byproduct?
And then you'd think about soy hulls, that's the soybean seed coat, that's a highly digestible fiber. And so you're supplementing, if you're on pasture or hay, you're supplementing fiber with fiber. It's just very highly digestible. So it sounded like it should have worked. And it did.
Today, nearly all of the 120,000 tons of soy hull shipped away are now being used in state. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier. And you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
UK beef specialist Roy Burris says since that success with research in feeding soy hulls, utilizing other ag byproducts has proven successful, which in a cattle state like Kentucky has major implications.
We don't want to lose focus of the fact that with beef cattle, they're a ruminant, so we feed them things that we don't feed to monogastrics or that we don't feed to the human population. So if we can do cattle on forages plus all byproducts, then we aren't in competition. And I think for us long term, that's a good thing, like soy hulls, distillers' grains, corn gluten, glycerin, cottonseed hulls, all those byproducts you can think of that people don't eat. If we feed those to cattle, then we're converting something that is not readily usable by the human population or the world, and we convert that into a high-protein product like meat, then that's a win-win situation, I think, for the world population.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.